review and revise and set, so review and revise policies, existing policies, and set forward my national security and foreign policy objectives for this country. And we will not be prepared to do that in early December before I take office. I will make clear to Mr. Gorbachev that which I already have, that we look forward to continual improvement in the bilateral relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union. But in terms of specificity, in terms of my committing a brand new administration to specifics in arms control or anything else, I'm not going to do that. And I don't think that the Soviets are under any illusion that I will do that. I will make clear to them that I really believe we have an enormous opportunity, as I said in the campaign and still feel, to make this world a safer place, a freer place, a place where the regional tensions are down. So it is my intention to stay along these broad general lines. It's President Reagan's meeting. I will be there as Vice President of the United States, and I expect they'll be aware they're talking to the next president. But there will not be a specific agenda in terms of the kinds of things you're talking about, my receptivity to significant conventional force reductions. They've already made the clear that they're willing to talk about those things. And I would say that's progress. That's good. But not hitting the bid or coming with a counter bid at that meeting. Yeah, Kathy?
Mr. Vice President, with today's appointment, you now have two Texans to cast. There are at least two other candidates that have been widely speculated about. There's former Senator Tower and Robert Mossberg. Politically, can you put four in your cabinet?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I could. I'm not saying I'm going to.
I think you speak to sort of a mixed account before
the senior panel of Kansas. I know. I'm not going to do any speculation. I'm the only one in town that is not publicly speculating on who will have these jobs. But I won't do that. My respect for John Tower is well known, and association with him over the years is well known, Dave.
Mr. Vice President,
2 days, your second day.
You mentioned ethics in introducing Mr. Thornburg. The president now has on his desk an ethics bill, which I believe you endorsed in the campaign. There's a question about whether he should sign it. Could you tell us, would you recommend the president sign this bill to govern your...
I never discuss what I recommend to the president. There's some flaws in this legislation. There's some good things in the legislation. We will have a forward-looking ethics program. I think it's already begun by the guidelines that have been spelled out for our transition. But the bill has some pluses, has some minuses, and the president's going to have to make that determination. And then I will, I'm sure, early on have our own proposals in terms of ethics bill. Get it.
Mr. Vice President, how strongly committed are you going to be for the superconducting super collider project in your home state, even though it can run up the deficit by billions?
Well, the decision has been made, I guess, as to where it's, it seems to me, as to where it's going to be. Then I think it's a question of taking a look at all the budget and finding out exactly what resource I will recommend be appropriated to every initiative. And I don't know yet. I just don't really have in mind. We haven't even begun to start getting these specific numbers against specific programs. And that will be one of Dick's major assignments. We got two more. Here we go. One and one. That's three. One, two, three. Short answers.
Will you be prepared to tell President-elect Salinas tomorrow about any new thinking you have in terms of the Contras in Nicaragua? And do you expect that to be a sticking point between you two, as it has been between other U.S. and Mexican executives?
No, I won't come forward with any new initiatives. I don't expect it to be a sticking point, but I will have every opportunity tomorrow to make clear, I am sure, that I am committed to the democracy in Central America. And the Sandinistas, regrettably, have not been willing to take the steps towards democracy that I find absolutely essential if we are going to have harmony in Central America. But no, there will be no new program initiative.
The continued support for the Contras in terms of aid.
You're looking at one who has advocated long and hard continual support for the Contras, but is perfectly willing to encourage the peace process if it will lead to the Sandinistas fulfilling their commitment to the Organization of American States. Yeah, Ralph, and then we got, these are the last two on it.
You mentioned alternative certification. I remember it seems like years ago, Kenneth Munkford, you said that you favored vouchers and you would push for that, education vouchers. Have you talked about that with your new education secretary?
He knows of my, I don't know whether we covered that specific, I guess we did yesterday in passing, but we both agree that that offers enormous opportunity. Whether we can implement a full system right away in that regard, I don't know. But I'm one who thinks that parental choice and the optimum is the optimum thing to encourage excellence in education. Last one.
Mr. Vice President, since you've been elected, the estimates of the deficit have increased, and some analyses out of Congress say that some programs are growing far faster than inflation, such as Medicare and Medicaid, which would reduce the amount of money you have for the programs you outlined during the campaign. What effect do all of these facts have on what you hope to pursue as president?
Too early to tell. I've got to sit down with my budget director and go into the exactly where we stand on all these numbers, but I don't think there's been any dramatic change in the figures we've been dealing with. The GAO seems to come out with reports periodically, but I will be persuaded much more by what my budget director tells me is the reality than by their reports, although they're perfectly, willing to, they should feel perfectly free, as they do as an arm of Congress, to come up with reports. I'll be meeting today with President Ford and President Carter, and they've got some ideas on this, and I'm open-minded. I'm open-minded in terms of hearing from all these people as to what, not only what the situation is, but what we do about it. But I'm not inclined to, in fact, I'm not going to change my view as to how we get this deficit down. I spilled out a program to some degree, and I think a considerable degree, it was endorsed by the American people. I don't remember any Republicans or Democrats running on a please raise my taxes program. I don't remember that. There may have been a handful, but I don't remember many of them. And so, Dick is coming in here to take a fresh, objective look at the figures. We are going to do what is necessary in terms of the question asked back here about budget procedures. I am under no illusions about the simplicity of all of this. I am determined to get that budget deficit down. I am determined to work with the United States Congress to get it down. And we are going to assemble it, are assembling a team with Secretary Brady and Dick Darman who know the Congress, know how to work with it. And so I would leave it right there. But I can't get discouraged every time somebody comes out with yet another report. You know, here are the figures. Here's what I, George Bush, and my administration are going to do about them. And January 20th is when I become president. And in the meantime, I will keep saying that I am determined to do something about it, because there is a certain psychology out there that where people need a certain reassurance. And I'm prepared to give that reassurance and to state to the American people and to the world, this is priority. And I'm going to do my level best to cope with this problem in a way that keeps the economy going, keeps opportunity alive, and gets our deficit down. But I am not pessimistic about the U.S. economy at all. Now, thank you all very, very much. Thank you.